I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
From radioinfo.com.au. It's Thursday, the 14th of May. Hi there, I'm Brad Smart with your morning briefing. Here's what people are talking about in radio this morning. A lot of hype is still surrounding the resignation of Alan Jones from 2GB. With 11 shows to go until he departs Pyrmont for the final time, people both in and outside the industry are trying to analyse the likely impact of the moves around him. Breakfast television and news programmes are rehashing the developments of the last 2 days, and even the ABC is speaking almost kindly of their former nemesis now that he's going. I'm sure all this attention won't be hurting Alan's ego at all, as he winds up 35 years in radio. Radio Info contributor Jen Sederholm and editor Peter Saxon have both written in-depth articles on those moves at 2GB. You should check them out on the Radio Info website. This time of year, people in radio are normally waiting with bated breath for the annual Siren Awards. But COVID-19 has put paid to that this year. The awards ceremony on the 28th of May, that's a fortnight today, will be virtual, like so many other events this year. Finalists for the 16th Siren Awards were released yesterday, with 14 creative agencies from across Australia in the running for 2020's Best Radio Advertisement and the coveted Gold Siren. Like Australia, Canada has been in a shutdown with its music industry and general business decimated. One of Canada's biggest media companies, Stingray, has pledged to use its 104 radio stations across the country to help kickstart the nation's economy. Stingray will provide a minimum of $15 million in radio advertising grants to local businesses. As the worldwide shutdowns continue in one form or another, people may be becoming podcast out. Perhaps it's been a case of too much of a good thing. Podtrack reports that in the US during the past week, downloads were flat and only up 1% for audience. You have to compare this to what we've seen in the first quarter as the world went into lockdown, when download figures were 25% and audience was up 9%. Well, we've all been quite pleased with the listenership of radio during COVID-19, even while looking into that abyss that used to be filled with advertising. SiriusXM CFO David Freer says neither Sirius nor its sister company Pandora have been heavily impacted as yet. However, Freer says that unemployment created by coronavirus is stressful, and he expects that there'll be a knock-on effect for people spending money when things start getting back to normal. For all the details on these stories, check out the website at radioinfo.com.au.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.